Welcome back, season two of the Growth Unscripted podcast. Bro, I know y'all miss me. Y'all miss y'all. I'm actually here with some amazing people today. I'm actually here with my good friend Trey and my good friend Stuart. And they actually have a brand called Excellence. How are y'all doing today?
Doing great, man.
Doing good.
Glad to be here. I'm glad. All right, so you know what? For those who don't know y'all, right? Could y'all actually explain, like, you know, let everybody know exactly pretty much who y'all are and what y'all do and everything like that, please?
All right, well, I'm going to start off. My name is Stuart. I'm a supervisor at a youth facility. You know what I'm saying? I got a wife, kids. You know what I'm saying? Supporting our brand, Excellence. And just, you know what I'm saying, enjoy my day. Just have fun. Just do what it do.
I love it. And Trey, how about you, bro?
Me, Trey. Just your average Amazon worker. Just trying to get to it, trying to get it. I pretty much just started a brand, just trying to express myself, but also have a meaning behind it. So just not wanting to just put something out, but also look good, but mean something as well.
Okay. I love that. So I know you're rocking the brand merch. Okay.
Absolutely. Every day.
So I've been wondering, right? I know that's definitely a way deeper meaning than what it is, right? And no, it's just not like some surface level stuff.
Right.
So if you can actually, before we actually dive really deep into it, can you just give a brief introduction, like what is Excellence?
Trey, you want to do this? You want me to do it?
Excellence, basically, so it started with the logo, which is pretty much the tree of life. So starting with roots, and basically you start with those roots of that tree, and it's all about elevation, it's all about growth, and just day-to-day, just honestly just becoming better, just wanting to be better and striving for greatness. So you start off from those roots and grow into a full-grown tree.
I like that.
Yeah.
When you hear people talk about, like, their brands and stuff, right?
Right.
Like, you know, some people don't really put a lot of thought into the brand.
Right.
You know, this thing, like, know what, this sounds cool, I'm just going to rock with it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I feel like the brands that go further are actually the ones who ends up, you know, being the ones that actually put a lot of deeper thought and meaning behind it.
Right.
You know, like a sense of purpose.
Right.
You know?
Absolutely.
So I wanted that. So before we go into that, I want to jump back real quick.
Okay.
So pretty much, can y'all talk about you know, the way of growing up? Like, how was y'all growing up? And then also how all this stuff ends up tying in to why you wanted to start doing a brand, start going, you know, outside the norm to want to, you know, start doing things that other people are not really doing now.
I mean, well, you can see, well, you know what I'm saying, growing up, you know what I'm saying, we have certain brands, clothing brands, you know what I'm saying, that come out like Rockwell and Sean John and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? You see people wearing that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It gave you the influence to, you know what I'm saying, maybe one day start your own. You know what I'm saying? I like, you know what I'm saying, putting my stuff together, coordinate. You know what I'm saying? It's just looking good. You know what I'm saying? You look good, you feel good. You feel good, you know what I'm saying? You strive to be excellent. And, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm all about. I promote it, you know what I'm saying, every day. And it's just like what I like to feel on. It makes me feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me feel something that I'm saying that's ours, you know what I'm saying? Something that we came up with. And we want to put it out to everybody, you know what I'm saying? To make them feel good, look good. And you know what I'm saying? It come in different colors. So, you know what I'm saying? We're just trying to promote growth, trying to promote excellence, to be a better you every day.
I love it. What about you, Trey?
So basically it's just all about just expressing yourself. Being able to express yourself, but through fashion. But not only expressing yourself, but having a strong meaning that stands behind that. So, I mean, yeah, like he said, looking good, but, I mean, what does it really mean? So, I mean, it's easy to put something on, but, I mean, you put something on, but also mean something.
That's very true. I love that. Okay, so, with excellence, right? Let's actually talk about excellence real quick.
Okay.
So we all know, right, that in terms of the surface world excellence, you know, people means is to strive better, become better, right?
Right.
But not everybody really knows what that truly means, right?
Right.
And then, of course, you know, in today's society, we have people who, you know, they try to talk about like how good they are, or like, you know, they claim like, you know, they're doing certain things to get to the next level.
Right.
But, you know, they get a sense of like, you know, laziness, sense of like they don't, you know, get like those days, you know, that little voice back in your head to be like, nah, I don't feel like doing nothing today.
Right.
You know? So with that being said, right, can you describe a time, could y'all describe a time actually when like, you know, there was a point in your life to where like you had those moments to where like, you know, you had like those days where you feel like you didn't want to do anything, but you know that you had to get up and do it because it's probably somebody depending on you or relying on you.
I will say, so last year, unfortunately, I lost my job, but I do have a child as well. So me knowing, and I mean, I felt down and I mean, I felt a little depressed losing my job, but I knew for a fact that I had a little one depending on me. So the thing is, I mean, yeah, just because I was feeling down, but I knew that he was also looking up to me. So I know I had to pick myself up. And once again, I mean, just following behind my word of excellence, I had to provide for my little one.
How old is your little one?
Six years old.
He's a boy?
Yes, little boy.
Okay. I actually have a daughter. She's 5.
Oh.
Yeah. So, like, I definitely get it when it comes to, you know, when you have your back is against the wall.
Right.
Right? Like, you got to push yourself. You got to make things work. Absolutely. Because Absolutely. At the end of the day, there's nobody who's going to really be able to depend on but you.
Absolutely.
You know?
Right.
Absolutely.
Now, yes, everybody's situation is different, but especially when it comes to us as men.
Right.
You know, like, you know, the biggest thing, one of the biggest things in today's society for us men is that it's the financial situation that some of us get put in. And it's not like, you know, that we want it to happen. It's just, you know, a series of unfortunate circumstances end up causing that rift.
Right.
To where, you know, now we not just worry about finances, but now we got, oh, we got to get stuff for our kids. Our kids need food. Our kids need shelter. Oh, I got car note coming up. And, you know, you have all these things that keeps piling.
Right.
And when they end up piling, they end up causing, like, you know, this sense of now the stress. You're being stressed out. Sometimes I've seen men who end up, they're like, their entire like personality change.
Right.
Like 180, because they let everything that has happened in their life to turn them into a being that they're not used to being.
Right.
You know? And so I get it. I get it 100%. It's not easy.
Not at all.
It's not definitely not easy.
No.
How about you?
You know what I'm saying? I just, you know, being a husband, you know what I'm saying? 2 kids, grandson. You know what I'm saying? I just try to get up in the morning. I work with kids, you know what I'm saying, every day. So I try to be my best around them, be their support, be their guide. You know what I'm saying? Help them succeed once they leave our facility. They go out in the community. And my wife, first and foremost, you know what I'm saying? I just try to be their support. You know what I'm saying? Whenever the kids need something, try to be there. Whenever she needs something, be there. And just, you know what I'm saying, for myself, I just, you know, I just go day by day, wake up in the morning, thank God for, you know what I'm saying, allowing me to wake up to see another day. And I just living, man, just, you know, just enjoying what I do. That's all.
I understand. So let me ask you. So, well, everything that you've been doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any times where you actually take the chance to actually, like, enjoy yourself, like, be able to, like, without, you know, the kids or your wife or anybody like that, like, you just get a chance to, like, enjoy you?
Not often. I mean, you know, that's what it's all about. Right now, I'm at a point where, you know what I'm saying, I like spending time with my wife. You know what I'm saying? We take trips, weekend trips when I'm off. You know what I'm saying? I make sure we do something, go somewhere. For myself, I haven't really done anything for myself. It's all about family right there at this point. Grandson, you know what I'm saying, my son, daughter. That's about it. I don't really do nothing for myself.
I got you. So
I need it, though. Well, I go to the barbershop, you know, self-grooming, I mean, self-care, yeah. You know what I'm saying, stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, you have, like, those certain windows. Of course, you know, you get at least a chance to do some, you know, self-hygiene for yourself.
Right.
You know, without everything going on. Plus, you go to a barbershop. We already know how barbershops go.
Yeah, barbershop talk, all that.
You be having some of the most crazy conversations in the barbershops. Like, man, listen, man, my wife been pissing me off for these last 5 weeks, man. You don't know. So I get it. I get it. But let me ask you, though, right? So Because I know you said you get a little bit of time for yourself, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But do you also say, though, like, you know, part of the reason, too, as well, why y'all want to build this brand is because you also want to set yourself up, not just, you know, just, of course, you know, set up everybody else around you, but right. also better provide more time to where you'll be able to, like, do other things you probably end up wanting to do.
Absolutely.
Where
absolutely.
You, like, you want to know, like, absolutely. Be like, you know what? Wife got the kids and all that. She can be doing her own thing. I'm going to go over here. You know, I'm going to go stay a week at whatever, you know, in Virginia Beach, or go. I'm going to go to Paris or something.
Right.
Just, you know, enjoy myself for a little bit. Right. Or have a guys out.
Guys right? weekend out. Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. So, yes. like, I think it's very important, too, as well. Of course, you know, when it comes to business, right,
right.
is that we all got to make sure, as well, to focus on our own self-worth mm-hmm. and also, as well, self-healing.
Right.
Because right. there are things that causes us there are just so many things because we have so many responsibilities
right.
and, you know, things going on that, yes, we want it. We always give, but we never get to give our own self a chance to actually take in, you know, our own, you know, like love that we need for
correct.
Ourselves.
Correct.
You know,
right.
Because it's creating like a balance,
mm-hmm. right.
you know?
Yeah, you got to balance it out.
Absolutely. Correct.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Because creating a balance is important, right? Because sure. when you want to build a business and everything like that, the thing is, yes, it takes hard work and dedication, but at the same time, too, you got to also find that middle ground and that harmony right. to where, like, you'll be able to do the stuff you need to do, but also be able to enjoy yourself when you need to, right. especially when it matters.
Absolutely.
Right. Because I can tell you that's a quick little story. Like, last year, right, me and my ex didn't work out, but, of course, it was a mutual thing. It wasn't no argument or anything, thankfully. But, like, at one point in time, I wanted to go to Florida. So when I wanted to go to Florida, my ex-mom, like, you know, she looked at me and just told me, like, I'm abandoning my daughter because I'm doing that. But the thing is, the whole reason behind me wanting to do that was because I wanted to better myself and my situation so I could be able to help her out.
Right.
Right?
Right. right.
And that's one thing that everybody's going to get is that there's going to be sometimes you're going to have to make sacrifices and necessary sacrifices to get you to where you want to be.
Mm-hmm, correct.
Nobody never said it's going to be easy.
Never.
Right?
Never easy.
Right. So I want to ask y'all, right, what is like the, what would you say was like the turning point in y'all lives when y'all decided like, you know what, I just don't want to simply just work a basic job anymore and deal with the stuff day to day. I want us to make a change for ourselves. So when you say that was like the turning point,
For me, I say it was about 5 years ago where I remember one day I went to work and I came home and to be honest, it even hurt to sit down. And I think the biggest thing for me is just knowing that I can sit here and I can work a 10-hour, I can work a 12-hour shift and I got to turn around, I got to do it again tomorrow. And I got to turn around. I got to do it again tomorrow. I got to do it again tomorrow. And just not wanting to work for somebody, but wanting to work for myself and wanting to start a brand for myself and something to hand down to my kids as well.
I feel you on that. What about you?
For me, this all started, you know what I'm saying? We had a vision in 2022 where we were just sitting around the table. We was conversating, it was Christmas time. We were just conversating about, you know what I'm saying, wanting to work for ourselves, doing something different. And then that's when we came up with the brand Excellence. It started then, you know what I'm saying, just trying to do something different. I'm getting to an age now where kind of want to, you know what I'm saying, do something different, work for myself, work for ourselves, you know what I'm saying, build something for ourselves. It's something that we said we did, you know what I'm saying, and we going to get out to everybody else. So that's when it started for me, sitting around the table, family time, conversating, and just coming up with ideas, and then we came up with the brand.
Okay, so was you and him and the rest of your family, like y'all all set?
Yeah, it was the, you know what I'm saying, the grandkids, wife, and me and Trey. Yeah, we just sitting at the table. Like I said, it was Christmas time. We doing Christmas decoration, making cookies, and building gingerbread houses and
that's where it actually started.
Oh, from the cookies?
Yeah, from
kind of drawing with them and went from this to that and yeah. next thing you know, we had ideas coming out. And,
right.
Who knew cookies would cause you come to on change?
Right. And then my wife, I'm gonna tell you for real though, my wife had it was on the stove. My wife had drew, she put some stove cleaner on there, right?
Uh-huh.
And she put it in a form of an X. You know what I'm saying? Just you know what I'm saying? It wasn't nothing that she meant to do.
Right.
It was just something. It was on there. It was a form of an X. And I looked, and I was like, oh, wow, we was trying to come up with a name. And I was like, you know what I'm saying? Excellence. And my wife was like, she was thinking the same thing. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Trey, he was there as well. So that's how it all started, for real.
Wow.
That's how it started, for real.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. So
All for some cleaner.
Yeah, some cleaner. Mm-hmm. Some cleaner, some cookies.
Some cleaner, yes, some cookies.
Yes, sir. Ideas get the sparking, and next thing you know, created a whole conversation behind it.
Yep.
So what you say is, like, what is it that, who is it that y'all want to inspire when y'all made this brand? Like, who, like, is there, do y'all already have, like, an audience in mind, like, the type of people y'all want to be, like, you know, connected to this brand at all?
To be honest, everyone.
Yeah.
Because I feel as though that everyone can relate to growth. Everyone can relate to just elevation, just wanting to become better, even if it's just the smallest things. I mean, it could be just literally one little stepping stone. I mean, even if it's just a half a step, but it's something. Just wanting to grow every single day.
Yep.
Okay.
Day by day.
Okay. So let me ask you then, right? So what has y'all been doing lately for the brand? Like, is there been anything y'all been working on trying to do to, like, try to push that brand out more for people to know about it?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We try to, I try to wear it as much as possible. Well, I try to wear it every day, so I can get seen.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? The more we see it, the more people ask questions about the brand, get it in different colors. You know what I'm saying? Promoting it on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Putting it out on social media. You know what I'm saying? Just getting it out there, you know what I'm saying? So people can see it. That's the main thing, is people to see it and like it. And I say, oh, you can go ahead and got this color on this day, you got this color on the next day. And like I said, it's all about being seen.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? All about being seen and people enjoying it and look, you know what I'm saying, the way it looks and the way it feels.
I know, I love the logo. Yeah. And plus how you have a position and everything. And it's not like a straight front, it's like it angles down.
Right.
So, like, I enjoy it personally,
right,
honestly. What is like your, like, have y'all been, like, to any pop-up shops or try to do any pop-up shops or anything as of yet?
We have.
Yes. Actually, it was 2-3 that we did.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't been any recently. It was last year, I believe.
Okay.
The last time that we did one. We really haven't had merch lately. But we're getting back into the swing of things.
Okay.
And trying to get the business up, just up and going.
Okay. So when
the ball rolling.
Okay, so when y'all did start, right?
Mm-hmm.
During that time, how did the sales go during those times?
They were good, pretty good. The only thing is, see, I'm not so good on the social media side when it comes to branding, but when it came to actually, like, face-to-face
interaction,
that's when the majority of the sales came in.
Great. Okay.
Okay. You know, there's what's that dude's name? Gosh. I'm not sure y'all heard, there's a dude that's out in Baltimore, I think. He actually has, like, his own, like, clothing store.
Okay.
And the thing is, he has other brands clothes in that store.
Okay.
And then what it does is that on each tag of the shirt has a QR code.
Okay.
So anytime there's a sale happen, those sales go straight to the actual owners of those brands.
Right.
And all you get to do is you pay, like, a monthly fee to have your shirts through all his stores.
Okay, oh, wow. Okay.
Which is pretty dope.
Yeah, that's what, you know what I'm saying? That's exposure. Like that. You know what I'm saying? That'll be great. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
get the exposure, like, out there, get it seen.
Yeah, I've been to the store, like, once, and I saw, like every brand has their own wall.
Okay.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, I like that.
So, yeah, every brand has their own wall, and, like, when you first walk in, like, because there's so many different brands, and you talking about as well, right? Like, from a competitor standpoint, yes, you're competing, but think about it, though, right? You able to be more worldwide with it. Like, it's a wider audience. You're getting eyes on your brand.
Exactly.
So either way, the ROI would make more sense.
That's what we want.
You know, when you get those sales coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yep.
I would definitely say, though, for sure, definitely get on the marketing or at least branding side of things. Even as well, like, yes, if y'all's strength is not in, like, the branding side of it,
right,
just be out there more in person with it. Right?
Yeah.
Go to networking events.
Absolutely.
Go to, you know, like, pop-up shops. Shoot, if you end up going to, like, those type of, even if you go to, like, you know, just local events, Like, you want to get as much exposure as you possibly can.
Right.
Because that's going to really help up the ante. Right. Now, let me ask y'all, though. Are y'all prepared for, like, let's just say somebody comes in and tells you, like, hey, I love your brand. How are you able to provide me over 150 shirts? Can you provide that?
We can get that done.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a vendor that, you know what I'm saying, that we go to, you know what I'm saying, for the embroidery and also for screen printing. So we do have access to, you know what I'm saying, get it done, yes.
Okay. I'm going to need to ask for that resource. I want to get more of my shirts and stuff. So I want to create, like, different shirt styles and stuff in my brand. Mm-hmm. So I think that would be dope.
Right.
What is it like, though, in the next 3 to 5 years, right?
Right.
What is it that y'all will want to see this brand become? No limits.
That's a great question.
Well, that's a great question. I'm going to start off with it. I want to take it to how far is, you know what I'm saying, how far we can take it. I want to get a sneaker brand. I would like to get a denim brand, you know what I'm saying, jeans. I just want to do with it, you know what I'm saying, whatever. It looks good, feels good. I want a whole, you know what I'm saying, whole outfit. Whole excellence merch,
all the way through.
All the way through, man. That's what it's all about, you know what I'm saying? I mean, to the socks, you know what I'm saying?
The socks,
to the hats.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? We got hoodies. We got sweatsuits. We do have some female line, you know what I'm saying? Some female shirts.
Hey, you know the ladies are going to rock it.
Yeah, so, you know what I'm saying? The kids, you know what I'm saying? We got our grandson, his son, you know what I'm saying? Rocking our merch. So, you know what I'm saying? It's about the kids, all the way up to the grown-ups, to older, whoever, you know what I'm saying, that likes our merch. I want to see it grow. I just want to see it expand to the utmost. My goal, again, I see Fashion Week coming up this year. Mm-hmm. I would like for us to be in Fashion Week, New York, Paris, whatever. You know what I'm saying? That's I just want to brand it out. I want to take it as far as it want to go, as we can go. I'm going to push it. I'm 100% behind it.
And y'all can do it.
Yes,
y'all
absolutely.
Can do it. All you got to do is stay consistent and get yourself connected with the right people.
With the right people. That's it. That's
and
what it's all
I
about.
I promise you, you're going to be surprised among your wildest dreams of what you'll be able to accomplish.
Yes. My goal.
Yeah, gotta be honest. Like, even like when I do podcasting or even when I go to networking events and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
you'd be surprised like so many different people you come across.
Right.
Because you never know what that person might do. Because I always say, right, it's not really about what you do that makes you rich. It's all about who you know that can make you rich.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. And
shoot, sometimes about what you say, because sometimes it may be a certain thing that person can say can just make everything click.
Yeah, if you don't say nothing, closed mouths don't get fed.
Oh, 100%.
You know what I'm saying? You got to talk about it. That's why I wear it. You know what I'm saying? Because I like to talk about it. I want people to see it. I want people to ask questions. I want it, you know what I'm saying? I want to get it out to everybody. You know what I'm saying? Not just here in Virginia, Maryland, D.C., wherever it goes. You know what I'm saying? I got family, other places. You know what I'm saying? I've been sending it. We be sending it out, mailing it out to different places. So we getting there. You know what I'm saying? We getting there. We got a lot more work to do.
Hey, it's a process.
But, yeah, absolutely. But we getting it there. We're going to get it there.
I love it. So you got enough time to cook up with now what you want now?
My biggest thing is global. I want to be global. I want to see it. I want to see it everywhere. I want to look up, look online and see my shirt in Amsterdam. I want to see it everywhere.
Everywhere.
So the biggest goal is just to not only just see it in these different places, but also just inspire people too, though. Just inspire people that it's literally a process. I mean, just because you didn't do as much as you did yesterday doesn't mean that you're not elevating, you're not becoming better. So being able to put that shirt on, but also understand that meaning behind it. Also, I mean, just give you that extra push too.
It do. I love that. Okay, so let's see here. I wanted to kind of get into this part a little bit. I want to dive a little. Well, I wanted to go more into like the mental side of things.
Okay.
Right. I would say I want to start with this first because I feel like not a lot of people ask men this honestly on a day to day basis.
Mm-hmm.
How are y'all mentally? Like honestly though, like how are y'all mentally?
To be honest with you, I'm okay. Just kind of in the middle, okay. I just, it's just a lot going on right now within myself, just family things and things like that. But to be honest, I'm okay.
Okay. Okay. If you want to, did you want to elaborate a little bit more on that?
Probably,
this is judgment-free space.
Right. Well, right now, just kind of, just still grieving over a death in the family. So that still kind of hit me a little hard.
Sorry to hear that.
Appreciate it. And also just still trying to get over the fact that I had lost my job last year. I mean, it was a great job that I had, and it really messed me up, to be honest with you.
I can understand that. I could tell you this, right? So last year I used to do IT, okay, right? I was getting paid every week, probably getting paid like around $1,600 to $1,700 a week. Okay. Good job. All I had to do was travel. You know the grocery stores people go to and the shopping carts lock up on people?
Right. Yeah. Right.
So I used to do those things. I used to install the systems and everything for that, right?
Okay.
So it was a good job. I would definitely say, though, it took a lot of time, though, during that time when I was staying with my ex and our daughter, because my daughter had daycare. So okay, you're talking about, I had to travel up and down the East Coast, though. So you're talking about going to, like, Delaware, or I had to go all the way down to, like, South Carolina, right?
Right.
Be all back in one day, because I'm not just going to one store, one's like four or five stores.
Multiple stores, yeah.
Right, within
yeah.
a day. And so by the time I get up around, like, 2-3 in the morning, go to get there around, like, 7.
Right.
And then by the time I get home, it's, like, around 9-10 o'clock at night.
Wow.
And by that time, my daughter's already asleep. And this is like repeatedly, right?
Right.
And so, yes, I was bringing in money. But at the same time, though, I didn't get a chance to really spend time with my daughter.
Absolutely.
At all, right?
Absolutely.
And even with me, because I've dealt with stuff growing up and stuff, and one of the things was abandonment. Right. And one thing I did not want to do was have my daughter feel abandoned in any type of way.
Right.
And so what I ended up doing was I ended up finding a way kind of like how to trick my location so I can be at the job still, quote unquote. I do the job, but I'll just leave early, but I still leave as if like I'm still there.
You're still there.
Yeah. Man. And so then they found out I got fired.
Okay.
And like, yes, it was devastating, but when I was doing it though for the time, I was able to not just at least get paid, but I was also now to be able to spend more time with my daughter.
Right.
And thing is that no matter what you're going through, especially as well when it comes to jobs, yes, unfortunately in society, everything now is based on money. Right. Which is sad, mm-hmm. but that's mm-hmm. just what society is.
That's what it is.
And so we never get the chance to really like understand ourselves or get a chance to have time for ourselves.
Right.
Because with everything going on, there could be things that could be a lot worse that could be going on in your life right now.
Right.
Absolutely.
But right now, the one thing you can guarantee say though, you are alive.
Absolutely.
And not many people can do that, right?
Yeah.
So like when you have stuff like that, right? That's why it's very important. That's why I want to ask you, like, how are y'all mentally, right? Because, like, you know, these are things people don't really ask.
Right.
They don't.
That's real.
And one thing and part of the reason why I wanted to started this podcast anyway, Growth Unscripted, was, yes, to showcase, yes, people, you know, have brands, people have businesses, mm-hmm. people have a day-to-day life that they do, right? And they want to have conversations. But the thing, too, is that one of the biggest things I want to start, though, that I want to have in my podcast, though, is people know, like, we are just human beings. We're always going to be human beings.
Right.
And that we as men have feelings and emotions just as much as the next person.
Absolutely.
So like, even with everything you got going on, the only thing I can at least tell you is that not everybody, there's people out there who care for you.
Right.
People who wants to see you win. And there's people who generally wants to see you strive and become better. Absolutely. And become a better version of yourself. Not even just for yourself, but for your son that actually cares about you.
Right.
And that's one thing, I'll be honest, that kept me going was because I have my daughter.
Right.
And don't get me wrong, she gets on my nerves. But their kids are meant to do that, though. They're meant to do that.
Hey, if they don't, come on now.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. But you see, I would definitely say, though, definitely taught me, though, how to grow up a little bit faster, though.
Right. For sure.
And so being, like, mental health-wise, that matters more than anything when it comes to you wanting to do a business, coming for you want to start something new. Right. Whether as you want to go to the gym every day, whether as you want to, you know, start getting into painting or whatever, right? Because finding healthy outlets and finding things that you want to do matters more than anything.
Right.
And what about you? How have you been feeling mentally?
I'm mentally in a good space. You know what I'm saying? My job is trying at times. I work with, you know what I'm saying, troubled youth. And you know what I'm saying? It's a day-to-day thing. When you go into work, you don't know what to expect. You always got to be on your P's and Q's. But I try to stay positive. You know what I'm saying? I try to get them positivity. And I leave work at work. You know what I'm saying? I don't bring work home. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to mix the two up, because if I had a bad day or I had to, you know what I'm saying, put a resident, you know, in a fiscal hole or whatever the case may be, I don't want that energy to follow me home. I just leave it at the door. When I leave, when I'm walking out of there, I'm done. You know what I'm saying? Work is work. And then I, you know what I'm saying, I go into my home life. But mentally, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I don't have, you know, I mean, life is life. You know what I'm saying? Well, all we got to do is, when I get up in the morning, I just thank God for another beautiful day. You know what I'm saying? To make myself better, to make my kids, my wife better. Just to be that support, man. That's what it's all about. You know what I'm saying? That everyday life, grown folk business. That's what I call it, grown folk business. Just, you know what I'm saying? Just making it do what it do.
I respect that. And see, here's one thing too, right? So, like, I don't like saying old heads. I don't believe in that, personally. I like calling y'all elders.
Right.
Because the thing is, right, y'all carry so much more wisdom, and y'all been on this earth a lot longer than some of us younger ones have, right?
Right.
So I always tell everybody, it doesn't matter more so who you talk to. It's more so like you can take different experiences of what people have been through.
Mm-hmm.
Take it as your own,
right,
of different parts of what makes sense to you and go with it, right?
Right.
And for you to at least be able to at least know that, hey, you know what? I'm capable of leaving all this other stuff at work, because I know when I get home, I'm surrounded by loved ones.
Correct.
I'm surrounded by the people who do love and care about me. They actually, you know, genuinely are like worried about me.
Right, right.
Because honestly, not everybody has that.
Everybody, you're right, exactly.
So that's, because even today, and that's sad that you have to say that we got to say that, like, lucky. It's sad, but that's true, though. It's right. Just a lucky thing.
It is.
Unfortunately.
It is. You know what I'm saying? I'm blessed, man, to have, you know what I'm saying, what I have right now.
I'm glad. I'm so happy to hear that.
Blessed to have what I have.
So let me ask y'all, if everything was going well today in y'all business, let's just say y'all was pulling in, let's just say 30K.
Right.
Easy right now.
Right.
So if that was all going on right now, what would be some of the first things y'all will start working on developing or working on changing for y'all situations?
Great question.
Yeah, you see, when I have questions on here, I don't even think, like, I read them, but at the same time, it's like, I know I'm not going to remember it.
Right,
so I'm
right.
Like, I'm just going to see how I'm going to spend this.
that's a great question, man. Man, we got.
I think the biggest thing is just trying to get it places that it isn't right now, like mall and like bigger places. Just wanting that exposure, though. Yeah. I feel like things like that, like trying to put it in the mall and things like that, just gonna take a little extra money. So, at least in my thought process.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it's to change the situation. I mean, we were making that kind of, you know what I'm saying, that kind of money right now. I would just like to expand on it. You know what I'm saying? Just taking that extra money or that money that we getting and just keep building on it. You know what I'm saying? Not say, go buy this, go buy that. Just, you know what I'm saying, expanding on it, man. Just making it better, making it bigger. Making that grunty money grow, make it work for itself. That's what it's all about. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we can get what we want when we want it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all about getting more, building it for later on. You know what I'm saying? Not for now, but for later. Got to look out for later. Because right now is right now. I mean, we can't change that. But I think, you know what I'm saying, working our way up and building the brand, building it to the next level, that's what it's all about. Taking that money, a growth. Like we said, that roots. Start with the roots, you know what I'm saying? Building on up to that tree. That's what we want to get to, that tree. We just limbs right now, branching out, trying to find our way. You see what I'm saying? So that's what we're working on now. We at the root right now. We still at the roots. We trying to get to the you know what I'm saying, to that tree, to build this brand. That's what our goal is.
I actually want to read y'all something real quick. So for growth, this is a version of growth that me and my business partner actually came across, that we actually developed, right? So growth, for the G in growth stands for grit.
Mm-hmm.
So that means the resilience to keep going when it gets hard.
Okay.
Right? And then the R is for responsibility. So that's owning your vision, action, and outcomes.
Okay.
O is for opportunity, seeing and seizing possibilities others miss. W is for wisdom.
Learning
from wins, losses, and lived experiences.
That's what it's all about.
And T is for tenacity. So that's staying committed through every obstacle mm-hmm. in your life.
I love
that. And then H is for honor. That's for building in a way that's straight, that stays true to your values.
Right.
And so when you think about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's, I will say that's definitely something that some people have a hard time doing is staying true to their values, being wise, being honorable,
right.
and even being responsible. And honestly, keeping a grit because that's the part of consistency that comes into play. Right.
Gotta have that grit.
All about the grind.
Yeah.
All about the growth. About just elevation.
It is. It is. And so like when you think about those things, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, question, because then you got to ask yourself, do I have growth in me? Do I have all these key qualities in me?
Right.
Or am I just simply only working out of 4 out of 5 or 3 out of 5 or whatever, right?
Right.
Like, can it be possible? Sure, it can be possible.
Absolutely.
But would it give you the result that you've been looking for? Probably not.
Right.
Or at least if it does, it's a lot harder for you to achieve it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That's why it's a recipe. So that's like, it's just like when you in the kitchen, when you cook and making cookies and stuff.
Yes, sir.
You know, you got to make sure you get the right recipe.
Right.
Because if you don't have the right recipe, it's going to come like a little weird.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's like a little tart taste. Right. I don't know what this is.
Right.
A little too much salt in it.
Mm-hmm.
But having growth, though, is definitely something that I always, that's part of the reason why I call it growth unscripted. Because in real life, growth truly is unscripted.
Yeah.
Right? That grit, that responsibility, everything, right? Like, it all matters because it all plays a part in your day-to-day life.
Yep.
Absolutely.
But the thing is, though, people sometimes take their own lives for granted.
Oh, absolutely. You know? Yes.
Yeah. And people, so, like, when they take their life for granted, how do you expect to start seeing the results that you've been looking for?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I wanted to ask y'all. So, I will read one of these questions. I ain't gonna let him just do all these questions for nothing.
Okay.
So, technically, I asked this part already. See, I know these questions. Why would I even ask? All right. So, what's your message to someone watching this who is ready to step into their own excellence?
Oh, man, just stay true to it. Believe in it. Believe in yourself, first and foremost. Stick to the grind. You know what I'm saying? Making it your own. Making it make you feel comfortable with putting it out there for everybody else to wear. Just inspire people, you know what I'm saying? Promote positivity. Just stay true, man. Just stay true and go for it. You know what I'm saying? It's all about going for it. If you don't believe in it, you know what I'm saying? It's not going to go nowhere. So that's why, you know what I'm saying? We are 100% with this, trying to get this out there. So just belief, you know what I'm saying? Belief, grit. And staying true to the grind.
Very well said. Very well said.
Absolutely.
I like that. What about you?
Just to literally add to what he said, that quote that we like to say for the brand is keep going, keep growing.
Keep going, keep growing.
Keep going, keep growing.
Everything he says to the T. I just had to add that part.
I love that. I love that so much. Well, man. This has been a dope episode.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I ain't gonna lie. Again, man.
I appreciate you having me.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Yeah,
most
thank
definitely.
You for this. Thank you.
Of course. I actually can't wait to have y'all back on here again. And y'all be like, yeah, man, we make like 100K easy now.
Right.
Yes, sir.
He gonna come back with the shades on. He gonna hat turn
right,
back.
Right.
This man gonna have a whole cigar. Like, what's up?
with the socks.
Right.
With the socks.
Right.
And you just gonna be smooth with it.
Come on now.
You just gonna look, you're gonna have a polo on. Yes, with the brand, you're going to have the see-through shades.
Come on now.
See, right? That's coming.
And then you're going to have that chain still. That same exact chain.
Hold over the brand.
And then you're going to have a rollie on. You're like, yo, what's up?
Come on, man. Come on, hey. You got to be smooth with it. Right? You got to be smooth with it. Somebody got to do it.
Yeah. I mean, true. I mean, hey, if you got to be good, you got to look good, too.
Come on, hey. We all have people out there that's going to be the smooth one in the group.
Right.
I hold it down for us.
All right, so y'all hold down for that group.
Yes, sir.
See, ain't gonna lie, I'm like the outgoing guy. Like, I'd be the one at the party dancing and everything. I don't care. I'd be my own world.
I know that's right.
I ain't gonna lie.
I ain't mad at it.
Like, who's this guy? Like, I'm in my own world. Who are you?
I'm just doing me. That's it.
I'm just doing me.
Yeah.
I'm just doing me.
Yeah.
So before we get off, though, I want to ask y'all something real quick.
Okay.
So let's just say somebody's listening to this and they be like, you know what? I love this. And I want to create some of my own one day. How would they go about if they wanted to, like, you know, create their own brand,
mm-hmm.
or create their own t-shirt? Like, what tips can y'all give them?
First of all, you got to have a vision. You got to have a name. It has to mean something. And just believe in it. You know what I'm saying? Put it out there for everybody to see. Wear it. You know what I'm saying? It got to be seen. You know what I'm saying? You just can't have a brand or a name or a logo that don't nobody see. You know what I'm saying? You want people to see it. That's why I wear it a lot, so people can see it and believe in it. You know what I'm saying? It's all about belief. That's it. Believe in it and just go for it.
Okay. And what about you? And let's just say, and for you, actually, I'm going to say it's the same thing, but let's just say that person's like, you know what? He or she is very technical. Let's just say you can tell me all this stuff, but like, how can I do it?
See,
this is where we're gonna have the Jeopardy theme song playing.
Yeah.
For real. For real. To be honest, I'm not sure. To be honest with you,
I mean, you can do it by different things. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you gotta start off with the mindset of, this is what I want to do. This is where I want it to go. Start off with drawing it all on a sketch pad or piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
Put some color to it. Finding your vendor. How can you get it out there to people? Or how you get it for yourself first to see how it's going to actually come out. You know what I'm saying? When it comes out. Start off with sketching it out. Thought process. Writing it down. You know what I'm saying? Sketching it out. Write it down. Like I tell my kids at work, you know what I'm saying? If you're going through something, get you a sketch pad or get you a book. Write your thoughts down. You know what I'm saying? That way you can go back to it. You won't forget it. Because if you're thinking about it right now, and about 10 minutes, 20 minutes later, something else come about, you'll forget it.
Okay.
So if you write it down, you know what I'm saying? That way you can go back to it and remember it. Like I said, you write it down, think about it, come up with different ideas to how to expand it or grow it, put some color to it, and find your way to get it out, you know what I'm saying, to the public.
Okay. All right. So I would say this is my personal question I actually did have. I've been wondering about this for the longest.
Okay.
So let's say like I wanted to duplicate more of my shirts. Let's
right.
just say that, right?
Okay.
And everything. So like, for example, like this shirt cost me like $20 to make.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So like, how am I supposed to sell a shirt for like $25, $30 if I'm paying $20-some already to make it? Do y'all like just have like, y'all create like an agreement more so with the vendor, or like y'all kind of like find like your own way to like get your, I guess y'all probably supply your own shirts. Like, how do y'all make the thing cost cheaper for y'all be able to do like a mass production, or at least, you know, get like, you know, 10 to 15 shirts created?
Right. Well, I mean, we get at bulk, you know what I'm saying? Get the stuff in bulk. Bulk is cheaper. You know what I'm saying? Then we get it out to the to our vendor. And then, you know what I'm saying, we got a vendor price. We got the bulk price that we pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That we can individually price it out per t-shirt, per shorts, whatever the case may be. Then get the vendor price, how much they gonna charge us to put the logo on the, you know what I'm saying, the merchandise.
Okay.
And then, you know what I'm saying, how much profit that we want to make off per item.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? You got to make a profit. That's what you're in for. That's what we're in for this for. It's to make a profit. So you start off with, you know what I'm saying, get you a vendor, get you a merchant that, you know what I'm saying, has bulk items, bulk material, and then just go from there. Like I said, let's start off with the bulk price, individual t-shirt short price, and then get your vendor price, you know what I'm saying, how much they gonna charge you, and then you can make your price, how much you wanna sell it for, how much you wanna gain from it, and then you take that gain and redo it all over again.
Okay. So y'all heard that, right? Y'all got a play-by-play? I hope y'all got a play-by-play.
Trying to put you on game.
Yeah.
Come on now. We're trying to see everybody win out here.
Everybody win.
Yes, sir.
It's all, that's it's what it's
it was. It 8 billion people on this planet?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you got 8 billion times to sell something.
Yeah, correct.
You know?
It's enough money for us all.
That is true. Okay, so before we go, so I do a thing, right, where every single day I've been doing this thing called Unscripted Tips, right? Okay. So all it is that you're going to leave something powerful, something resonates with you. Mm-hmm. And I want y'all to ask y'all, can y'all leave an unscripted tip for the day? So that way when people listen to this, they'll be have another thing of motivation, another piece that they can go with.
Okay. You want to start off, man?
To say again, keep going, keep growing the excellence way.
Let's get it.
Believe. Believe in yourself. Believe in your brand. Believe in your merchandise. And stay true to it. Stay true to it. Build it up. Talk about it. Show it. Express it. And just let it flow. It's going to go.
All right. Appreciate y'all so much for coming on to the show. And also, real quick, I just want to give a shout-out to DMP Studios, one of the best studios. And shout-out to my boy, Dwayne. He's the best, bro. But even allow us to use this space.
Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you.
And also, thank y'all so much as well for being on here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And also, as well, they can find y'all where on social media?
For Instagram, it is Excellence with the X 2022. And the website is also being worked on right now.
Awesome. Appreciate that. And of course, y'all already know, y'all can find me at growthunscripted.podcast on Instagram. Find me on TikTok. Pretty much a little bit all over.
Right.
And also, make sure to leave a like and review on the podcast. All right? That means a lot to me. If you do that, you're my best friend forever. All right? But I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. We'll catch y'all on the next one. Peace.
Peace.